天塔之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年3月11日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到来的 Trump 为我们继续讲解永恒的切坦人经。是切坦人 Charitamrita Hare Krishna。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 20. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatan Goswami in the science of the absolute truth.
今天我们继续阅读永恒的切坦念经，是切坦念 Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第20章。主是切坦念 Mahaprabhu 教导 Sanatan Goswami 有关绝对真理的科学。
It is 4:30 in the morning here in Sri Damayapur.
现在是 Sri Damayapur 的7:30。
We have just celebrated the grand festival of Sri Gopurnima.
我们刚结束了虚国普尼主切塔尼亚马哈帕布显现日的隆重的节庆。
And we hope that each of you had the chance to also have some celebration.
我希望你们大家每一个人也有机会庆祝了国普尼。
Despite the restriction for associating together.
虽然现在大家有些受限制，不能在一起联谊。
Here in Mayapur,There was literally a tsunami of people coming to see the deities.
这一次的这个 Gopini 的这个节日啊，就像是掀起了一场海啸，无数的人潮涌进了庙宇去觐见拉达玛的神像。
The road leading to the temple had a river of people, thousands and thousands of.
就是那些通向庙宇的这个道路上面都是人潮涌动，可以说是成千上万的人都在路上。
On the day of Gopurnima, it is a tradition that people go and take bath in the Ganges.
然后呢，在 Gopurnima 的这一天有这样的一个传统，就是大家都会到河河中去沐浴。
But there were literally hundreds and hundreds of people on the bank of the Ganges and even more taking bath in a river.
那这个河岸上面呢，有这个几百人、上千人，然后在恒河当中也有很多很多的人在同时沐浴。
In the morning, it was literally impossible to go inside the temple room.
那个早晨的时候几乎是没有办法挤进那个庙宇。
And it stayed that way.All throughout the day and into the night.
然后一整天都是这样的，从早上蒙格拉提一直到晚上都是如此。
Every road around Mayapur and leading into Mayapur were just flooded with people.
然后呢，在 Mayapur 周边的这些道路上，还有通往 Mayapur 的这个路上呢，也都是被人潮挤得水泄不通。
People were sleeping everywhere, taking bath everywhere.
然后你到处都可以看到有人就这样露天的睡在这个路上，然后就在那里沐浴早上的时候。
So this is a very important festival that attracts literally millions of people.
这是一个非常重要的节日，吸引了数百万上千万人。
Now,The day after Gopurnima is known as Jagannath Mishra Utsava, the festival of Jagannath Mishra.
然后在 Gopurnima 之后的这一天呢，就被称为 Jagannath Utsava, 就是 Jagannath Mishra 的这一天节日。
because not much took place on the day that Lord Chaitanya appeared, except that people went to the Ganges on the occasion of the moon eclipse.
因为在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现的这一天，其实并没有太多的事情发生。大家除了大家就是去恒河中去沐浴，因为那一天正好是月食的时候。所以呢，齐天天马哈巴布显现的时候，大家都去恒河沐浴了，但是其他没有什么庆祝活动。
It is a tradition in India that when there is a moon eclipse, everybody takes bath in the Ganges.
那在印度有这样的一个传统，到了月食的那一天，几乎所有的人都会到恒河中去沐浴。
So this moon eclipse coincided with the appearance of Lord Chaitanya.
然后呢，就是这个月食正好是跟 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的显现不谋而合。
But this time, while people were taking bath in the Ganges, without being told, spontaneously began to chant the name of Krishna.
那这一次呢，非常特别的，就是大家都还是像往常月食的时候那样，到恒河中去沐浴了。但是都在河中的时候都情不自禁不由自主地唱诵起了主的圣名。
They didn't know why the name of Krishna was vibrating on their tongue and even the atheists and even the Muslims were all chanting the name of Krishna.
然后这次他们也不知道是为什么就会情不自禁地唱诵起了 Krishna 的名字。这个圣名就直接地来到了他们的舌头上，甚至包括是那些无神论者和穆斯林。
So the next day, the father of Lord Chaitanya, Jagannath Mishra, organized a festival in the celebration of the appearance of his son.
那么到了第二天的时候呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的父亲 Jagannath Mishra, 他就做了一个大餐，然后呢就组织了一个非常非常大的节日去庆祝。他的儿子的降生。
So this took place yesterday here in Mayapur.
那么这一天呢，这个节庆呢，就是在昨天在 Mayapur 举行。
And again, thousands of people were here in Mayapur taking prasadam.
那么那一天呢，也是有成千上万的人都来到了这 Mayapur 来荣耀这个大餐。
So hopefully today there will be less people, so we can actually go inside the temple.
那希望今天的人能够少一点，这样子我们就能够真正的进到这个庙里面去，好好的去打赏一下神像。
So these are the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya that even during the difficult age of Kali Yuga, the Sankirtan movement is spreading.
那么这就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光，即便是在卡利年的这样艰难的这个时刻。主的三天场运动却从来不会停止，依然在不断的拓展着。
Now, today we're going to discuss and continue about the presence of Lord Krishna in the material world.
今天呢，我们继续还是来讨论主 Krishna 在这个世界的显现。
There is a need, as we mentioned last week, for the material world to be created.
那么上周我们也提到呢，就是说这个物质世界呢需要得到创造。
Because the jiva, spiritual soul, has the option to choose to be influenced by the material energy or to enter into pure devotional service of the Lord.
那就是 jiva, 就是普通的这个灵魂，它面临着两个选择，一个就是说它被这个物质的能量所覆盖，那就是进入到物质能量中。那还有一个呢，就是进入到这个就是奉献服务之中，那就是得到灵性能量的庇护。
And it is explained that all it takes is a moment of inattention to turn towards the attraction for the material energy, and one takes birth in this material world.
据说是这样的，一个人他哪怕是瞬间的这个疏忽大意，转向了这个物质能量，只要有这样的一个起心动念了，他立刻就会投身在这个物质世界。
Just like in this material world, All it takes is for us to be inattentive for one moment, and everything can change.
就好像在这个物质世界，哪怕只是瞬间的这个疏忽大意呢，一切就会发生改变。
So as the living entity becomes distracted by the material energy,
那当这个生物体被物质能量所分心
，and come in contact with the three modes of material nature, ignorance, passion, and goodness.
然后与物质的这个能量的接触，就是包括。善良形态、激情形态和愚昧形态。
Instantly, the living entity develops material desires.
那就是在那一瞬间，这个是生物体，它就会升起物质的欲望。
And the creation of the material world basically is to accommodate those material desires.
然后呢，这个物质世界的创造其实就是为了满足生物体的物质欲望，让这个物质欲望有一席之地。
Lord Krishna has three main energies.
主 Krishna 有三种主要的能量。
One is called Ichcha Shakti. It's the willpower. It's the Lord's desire to create.
一种叫做 Ichcha Shakti, 就是说是主的一种创造的愿望。
Another one is Jnana Shakti, is the need to know everything.
第二个叫做 Jnana Shakti, 意思呢就是是主去感知的能量。
And the other one is Jiva Shakti, is to manifest the living entities.
Jiva Shakti 呢就是说让这个生物体去展示的这种能量。
So through these three energies, the material world is created and manifested.
那就是通过这样的三种这个能量，生物那个物质世界就创造出来了，就展现出来了。
But there is something that we should always remember, that despite the fact.That Krishna creates this material world through his energies, he is never affected by it.
那有一点很重要，我们必须要知道的。虽然这个物质世界是由 Krishna 所创造的，但是他本人并不受这个能量的影响。
Krishna remains always transcendental and spiritual, and always remains the absolute truth.
他不受物质世界的影响。它永远是超然的，永远是绝对的。
But in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that he manifests in this material world for specific purpose.
那在佛家梵歌当中呢 ，Krishna 他自己亲自的说，他显现在这个物质世界是为了满足特定的需要。
Because of the different desires that are expressed in this material world.Krishna will reciprocate accordingly.
因为在这个物质世界展示出了各种各样的欲望，所以说呢 ，Krishna 他也是相应的去回应的，去回应这些愿望。
So material desires are very unexpected. In other words, the behavior of the living entities is very unexpected.
那物质的这种能量的展现也是不期而至的。那换句话说，就是说，这个。物质世界的所有的生物体，他们的这个愿望呢，也是无法预料的。
Some living entities can become very demoniac.
有些生物体呢，它可以变得非常的邪恶。
And they can create a lot of trouble.
可以制造出各种各样的麻烦。
Not just in this world that we live in, but in all throughout the cosmic manifestation.
不仅仅是我们现在所生活的地球这个星球，那这样的一种魔鬼，它可以就是蔓延到宇宙的各个地方。
So some of them can create trouble for all the other living entities and make their life very difficult.
那有些这样的灵魂就会给其他的生物体造成巨大的这个困扰。
And then you have other living entities.Who cultivate the desire to be spiritual and transcendental.
但是还有一部分的这个灵魂呢，他有愿望，他希望能让自己变得更加的超然和灵性。
But most living entities living in this material world just want to find happiness.
但是大多数的在这个物质世界所生活的这个生物体呢，只有一个愿望，就是寻找快乐。
The problem with that is that it's not possible to find happiness in this material world because it is temporary.
他们所面临的问题是在这个物质世界里不可能找到真正的快乐，因为这个物质世界是短暂的。
So, Srila Prabhupada compares this material world to a jail.
那所以说，释迦牟尼佛就把这个物质世界比喻成一个监狱。
With all kinds of prisoners.
在这里有各种各样的囚犯。
And Prabhupada mentions there are different class and different levels of prisoners.
那释迦牟尼佛呢？他说呢，这些囚犯呢，他们也是有各种各样，有不同的类别，有不同的级别。
For example, there are different degrees of criminals.
就比如说罪犯也要分成好多等。
If you stole something, you get a specific treatment.
那如果说呢，你就是偷窃了一些东西，小偷小摸这些行为的话，你就会受到相应的惩罚。
If you're involved with corruption, you get a different treatment.
那如果是贪污受贿的话，可能得到的这个刑罚也是不一样的，不同的待遇。
If you kill somebody, you get another treatment.
你要是个杀人犯的话呢，那所得到的这个惩戒也是不一样的。
If, for example, you are the head of a country, like a president or a minister, and you have to go to jail, you get a different kind of treatment.
如果是你为一国之君，或者是一个国家的元首呀，或者是总统啊，或者是总理大臣级别的，那你如果一旦是犯法了的话，那得到的这个刑罚就更重了。
For example, politicians, when they are put into jail, they don't go into a cell as such. They put them into what is called house arrest. They're in a house, but they can't leave the house.
那刚才说的不太准确，不是说更重，就是说，不同的囚犯，他的那个级别不一样的话，他在这个监狱里得到的这个待遇也是不一样的。比如说我们刚才所说的这些元首，他们不是被囚禁在一个特别小的那个牢房里面，就应当是类似于像软禁一样的，在一个房子里面居住在这里，但是是被禁足不能出门的。
Some cases, very very difficult cases, are put into what is known as solitary confinement.They put them in a tiny little room on their own for a long time.
然后呢，还有一种惩罚，就是说把一个人单独的关在一个封闭的一个监狱里面，然后让他完全与外界这个隔绝。
And sometimes you have they have people who are free to move around, but they have a wrist, a bracelet, so that.The jail can know where they are going in the city and what they do 24 hours a day. They're under surveillance.
然后呢，还有现在有新出的一种，就是这种刑罚，就是说，这个犯人他还是可以自由走动的，但是他在这个手腕上面要戴上一个类似于一个腕表一样的东西，那上面呢，它是有这个监测器的，这样子的话，这个。监狱就可以随时的监控他的动向，无论他到这个城市的哪一个角落呢，他们都能知道他的行踪。
Then there's another case where people are free on parole. You know that word?
然后还有一些犯人，他们是假释，在假释中。
Parole is a French word, means that you give your word that you will behave properly.
假释呢，这个 parole 这个字以前是。原本是一个法语，意思呢，就是说你承诺你一定不会行为不端，就是你可以像自由人一样的，但是你要事先有一个承诺。
And then those who behave very nicely, one day they are free.
然后有一些犯人，他们表现良好的话，Are you still talking about the parole people?
No.
好的，就是在监狱里的囚犯，如果有一些表现特别好的，那他们也有一天他们一定会得到释放。
So when they are free, they can join the people who behave, and the people who behave are the people who follow the law.
那么等到他们得到释放之后，他们就可以跟那些就是不违法乱纪的人，正常人一起生活了。那么那些人呢，就是说他们是完全是遵循着法律的。
So normally in the material world, this is how things work. If you follow the law of the state, then you are considered a good citizen.
那么在这个物质世界呢，就一定是有这样的一个规律的。如果说你能够遵纪守法的话，你就被认为是一个好公民。
And you are free to do whatever you like as long as you follow the law.
那只要是你遵纪守法的话，你就享有一定的这个自由。你想做一些什么呢，都是被允许的。
So these are just analogies to explain exactly how the material world functions.
那么我刚才所说的这个关于监狱的这个比喻呢，就是能够说明我们在这个物质世界里的一种状态。你要就是去遵循这个物质自然的规律，物质自然的这个法律。
Now, different countries may have different laws.
当然，这个不同的这个国家的话，可能他们的就是也的刑法是不一样的。
What you can do in India, what you can do in Europe, you may not be able to do in China.
比如说你在印度可以做的事，在欧洲可以做的事，可能在这个中国的话呢，可能就是属于这个违法的行为了。
However, everyone, regardless of where they are, must follow the laws of material nature.
但是呢，任何一个人，无论是在这个地球的，或者是这个宇宙的哪一个地方，都必须要去遵循物质自然的法律。
And this is where the problem begins, that people do not follow the laws of my material nature, which are laws that are superior to the state laws.
那当人们不去遵循这些大自然的律法的时候，那么这个大自然的这个法律，它是凌驾于这个国家的法律之上的。如果不去遵循自然的法则的话，这个法律的话呢，人就会惹上麻烦了。
So by not following the laws of material nature, people create karma, action and reaction, and they have to take birth again in this material world.
那当一个人他不去遵循大自然的法律去生活的话，就创造了 karma, 就是业报，也就是就是行动和反应啊，就是有了这个反作用了。这样子人就会被卷入到生死轮回之中，一次又一次的投生。
So when we look at different ages, such as Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga, we see the behaviors are changing.
那如果我们看一看这个四个年代的话，就是从 Satya Yuga 黄金年代、Treta 年代，就是白银年代，然后 Dwapara 年代重庆年代，再到这个 Kali Yuga, 就是卡利年代、铁器这个年代，在每一个年代中，人类的这个行为是有所不同的。
So as time evolves, people become more and more degraded.
然后呢，就是这样，随着这四个年代依次的时间的这个推移的话，人类的这个行为也是越来越堕落。
But each time, Krishna will appear for specific purposes.
然后每一个年代 ，Krishna 都会抱着特定的这个目的而显现。
So I'm going to list here the different names of the different incarnations.
现在我就是说要给大家说一下 Krishna 的不同的化身。
First, we have the Purusha avatars.
第一类的这个化身呢，被称为 Purusha avatar.
Purusha avatar are there for the purpose of creation.
这个Purusha Avatar 呢，主要这样一类化身主要是满足创造的需要。
Then we have the Lila Avatar.
然后接下来就是 Lila Avatar.
Lila Avatar means when Krishna comes to this material world for the specific purpose of pastimes.
那么什么叫 Lila Avatar 呢？就是逍遥化身。就是 Krishna 显现到这个世界上物质世界来，他是为了要特定的去上演他一定的逍遥时光。
Then we have Guna Avatar.
然后接下来就是 Guna Avarta,
which are the representation of the different influence on the living entities represented by Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva.
这个呢就是其中是包括三位，一位是 Brahma, 就是有的时候中文翻译成梵天、Brahma, 然后呢就是、Vishnu, 然后是 Shiva, 就是为了这个他们代表了对生物体所产生的不同的影响力。
Brahma creates, Vishnu maintains, and Shiva destroys.
那这个 Brahma 呢它主要就是它是行使的创造的功能，然后 Vishnu 是维系， Shiva 是毁灭。
Then we have Manvantar Avatar.
然后接下来就是 Manvantar Avatar.
Manvantar comes from the wordfrom Manu are empowered human beings who are known as progenitors. They bring forth all the living entities.
那么 Manvantara Avatar 呢就是 Manu 的 Manu 化身。 Manvantara 是从 Manu 这个词来说的。 Manu 呢就是说是那些被赋予能量的这些人类，他们被赋予能量之后专门就是从事的这个繁衍后代的、这个工作，那么他们就是相当于是人类的始祖。
From Manu, we have the word human, humanity, Manu.
那么 Manu 这个词语延伸出来的另外一个词就是、human, 就是人。
Yes. And then we have the Yuga Avatar.
然后接下来是 Yuga Avatar 年代化身。
So Yuga Avatar is one incarnation specific in each age.
这个 Yuga Avatar 呢，就是在不同的、这个年代，不同的 Yuga 当中有特定的一个特别的化身，这就叫做 Yuga Avatar 年代化身。
And then we have Shaktiavesh Avatar.
然后接下来就是 Shaktivesha Avatar.
Shaktivesh means when someone is empowered by Krishna to act on his behalf.
那 Shaktivesha Avatar, 就 Shaktivesha 的意思就是说某一个普通的灵魂他被 Krishna 所赋予了这个能量，然后是代表 Krishna 来行事的。
Like Lord Buddha is a Shaktivesh Avatar.
比如说佛陀呢就是 Shaktivesha Avatar 能量注入化身。
So all these incarnations of Krishna comes at different time for different purposes.
所以这些种类不同的这些化身就是在不同的这个时期、不同的年代，抱着不同的目的化身于世。
But they are all falling into three categories.
那他们呢？都被归于三个大的范畴。
That is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita.
这个是在博迦梵歌当中有述的。
Paritranaya sadunam vinashayascha duskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami juge juge. The first purpose for Krishna to come is to protect his devotees.
那么就是说，首先主 Krishna 他显现在这个世上的第一个最重要的目的就是去保护他的奉献者。
In other words, they are not just devotees in the spiritual world, they are also devotees in the material world.
但换句话说呢，就是说不仅是在灵性世界有奉献者，在这个物质世界也是有奉献者的。
And because these devotees are engaged in pure devotional service to Krishna, they need protection.
因为在物质世界的一些奉献者们在对 Krishna 做纯粹的奉献服务，所以他们都需要庇护。
Then Krishna says, "Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya duskritam." Vinashaya means to destroy. Duskriti means those who don't behave properly.
然后第二个就是惩罚这个恶魔，就是那些 duskriti 这些人，他们被称为行为不端的、这些恶具有邪恶的品质的这些人。
And then dharma samstapanartaya means to reestablish principles of spiritual life.
然后呢就是要重建这个灵性生活的原则。
So Prabhupada explains that actually Krishna does not really need to come himself. To destroy those who don't behave properly. Material nature can easily do that.
它是不需要亲自的降临，它可以遣派它的物质能量做到这个达到这个目的。
Therefore, the main purpose for Krishna to come in this material world is to be with his devotees.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他来到这个物质世界的最主要的这个目的，还是为了和他的奉献者在一起。
But by being with his devotees, he will also attract other living entities who are ready to accept devotional service.
那他来到这个物质世界和他的奉献者们在一起，那么他们每次的这个显现呢，自然而然也就会吸引到很多其他的这些想要做奉献服务的生物体。
So in many ways, this material cosmic manifestation is like a playground for Krishna.
那么所以呢，其实简而言之，这个物质世界的这个创造，就像是一个 Krishna 的一个乐园，主的一个乐园一样。
Now, when we come to the Lila Avatar.
就是 Krishna 可以在这里玩的一个地方。那就好像我们说的这个 Lila Avatar.
These are very famous.
这些是非常著名的，大家都知道的。就是逍遥化身。
It begins with Matsya.
这个是从 Matsya 开始的。
Where Krishna comes in the form of a fish.
就是神鱼的这个化身。那 Krishna 是以一个鱼的这个形象显现。
And he saves the Vedas at the time of devastation.
就是在这个毁灭的时刻呢，主他就拯救了伟大经。
Then he comes as Kurma.
然后是 Kurma 神龟的化身。
Kurma in the form of a turtle.
Kurma 它是一个大龟海龟的这个形象。
And he negotiates between the demigods and the demons.
然后呢，他就是让这个半神人和恶魔之间呢，就是说有这么一个调解。
He also comes in the form of Varaha.
然后呢，还有就是 Varaha.
In the form of a boar.
就是竹 Varaha， 那这是一个雄猪的一个化身。
So in the form of a boar, he lifts the earth that has been shifted out of its own orbit.
那就是当时这个地球呢，从它的轨道上面跌落下来，沉落下来。所以呢，这个主他就以一个雄猪的这个形象，把这个地球重新从云中提起，托起。
Then he comes as Nrisimha.
然后呢，就是。接着他就是一只女性好的
As a half man, half lion.
这个是半狮半人的一个形象。
And he saves his pure devotee, Prahlad.
他就拯救了他纯粹的奉献者 Prahlad Maharaj.
Then he comes as Vamana.
然后是 Vamana.
In the form of a dwarf.
是一个小矮人，一个侏儒的这么一个形象。
And in that form, he covers the three layers of the material world.
然后呢，他就用三步，他就覆盖了整个物质宇宙的覆盖层。
In three steps.
就是用他这么踏了三步呢，就穿透了物质宇宙的三个覆盖层。
Then he will come as Ramachandra.
然后接下来是 Ramachandra, 主 Ram.
In the form of a ideal king.
他是一位完美的国君。
Then he will come as Parashuram.
然后是 Parashuram.
In the form of a great warrior.
是一位非常勇武的勇士。
And as a warrior, he will destroy many evil kings and chase them away from
evil kings.
Yes. Many of these kings became the origin of all the different civilizations around the world.
然后呢，这些世界上的不同的文明的始源，创造者。
Then finally, he came as Krishna and Balaram.
然后最后，他又以 Krishna 和 Balaram 的形象现身。
5,000 years ago.
是5,000年之前。
That's when he.
然后呢，他就是在 Vrindavan 这个地方呢，他就上演了他非常甜蜜的逍遥时光。
And also when he spoke the Bhagavad Gita.
然后呢，又就是诵读了这个佛家梵歌。
Then he comes as Buddha.
然后接下来就是佛陀。
As Buddha, he stops the killing of animals and establishes non-violence and compassion.
他就终止老杀戮动物的这个行为，建立了就是ahimsa，就是非暴力。
As Kalki.
然后最后他是以这个Kalki的化身显现。
So Kalki is many, many years from now.
Kalki的这个化身呢，离我们现在还有很多。
1,000 years.
然后呢，还有42万8千。
Kali Yuga.
它是在这个卡利年代，也就是这个铁器。
And everything starts all over again.
然后呢，一切再重新开始，一个新的纪元开启。
Now, there is one incarnation which is not mentioned.
然后还有一个化身，刚才是没有提到的。
Which is known as Channa Avatar, the Avatar in disguise.
然后这个就被称为Channa Avatar, 隐秘化身。
So, this incarnation is the
就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And this is the incarnation that appeared 500 years ago.
这个化身呢是在500年前显现的。
So when Sanatana Goswami is listening to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling him about all these incarnations,
所以呢就是 Sanatana Goswami 在聆听 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
and he understands that they all come in different forms.
那么他就明白了，这些不同的化身都以不同的形象显现。
And they perform specific pastimes.
而且呢，他们都会上演特定的逍遥时光。
And each time they have a different color.
每一次的时候呢，肤色也是不一样。
He tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这时候，Sanatana
Goswami 就告诉Chaitanya Mahaprabhu，In whom the characteristics of the Lord are found is yellowish. His activities include the distribution of love of Godhead and the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
那Sanatana Goswami 他说呢，展示出了主的所有品质的那个人物，他的肤色是黄色的，他的活动是包括去传扬对主的至尊人格神手的爱，以及唱诵主的圣名。So
he is sitting with Lord Chaitanya and describing a special incarnation that comes in the age of Kali who has a golden color.
那他现在呢就是和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 坐在一起。 他是金黄色的肤色。
And that this great personality is engaged in Premadana Sankirtana, means to give everyone the pure holy name of Krishna.
那么呢，他就是来到这个世界上呢，他要做两件伟大的事情，一个是 prema dana， 就是去传扬对主的这个爱，然后 sankirtan 呢，唱诵主的圣名。
Then he says,
祈颂圣名。
Kali kali say Krishna avatar nishchaya sudrida kriya kaha yoga samshaya.The incarnation of Krishna for this age is indicated by these symptoms. Please confirm these definitely so that all my doubt will go away.
然后呢 Sanatan Goswami 继续说他说呢在这个年代的 Krishna 的化身呢就是可以从这些见出这样的特征请您能够明确地告诉我这些特征都是些什么这样呢好驱散我的疑惑。
So, what is going on here is that Sanatana Goswami is looking at Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya of that particular incarnation.
其实现在就是说 Sanatana Goswami 现在和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu面对面的在一起那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其实身上展示出来的这些特征呢完全就是和他所说的这个年代的这个化身是相符就卡利年代的这个金色的化身是相符合的
So Sanatan Goswami is doubtful he wants to clarify who is this person
然后 Sanatan Goswami 他现在就是要澄清一下就是这些特征究竟是些什么
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就回答说呢
Chaturali Chala Sanatan Shaktyavesha Avatera Suna Vivanara. Oh Sanatan, you must give up your intelligent tricks. Now just try to understand the description of the Shaktyavesha Avatar.
然后呢他就说 Sanatan, 你现在呢就不要耍这个小聪明了。你就只要去理解这个经典就好了经典中的这个描述就好了
In other words, Lord Chaitanya is he doesn't know what to say
其实在这个时候 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢他不知道怎么来回答这个 Sanatana Goswami 了
In other words, Sanatana Goswami in an indirect way is telling Lord ChaitanyaYou are that particular incarnation. You are this golden avatar.
所以就是说 Sanatana Goswami 其实现在就是在暗示这一点虽然他没有直接的说就是说其实呢你就是这个金色的化身你就是至尊主本人。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will never admit and never accept when someone...mentions that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那如果说有人他直接的去指出他就是一个至尊人格神手的话这是切坦尼亚马哈帕布万万不能接受的他是绝对不会承认的。
Because in this particular position now, he is in the position of a teacher.
因为在这个时候他是以一个导师的身份显现的出现在 Sanatana Goswami 的面前。
And if someone tells Lord Chaitanya that you are the Supreme Lord, Lord Chaitanya will block his ears.
他每一次有人称切坦尼亚马哈帕布为至尊主的时候，他都会把耳朵堵上。
However, when Lord Chaitanya wants someone to know that he is the Supreme Lord, he will make sure that he understands.
那但是呢，如果如果说。对方他是知道他是至尊主且他娘马哈帕布呢想让对方了解他的至尊主的身份的话他也会以某种方式让对方真正的能理解。
For example, you may glorify another devotee.
比如说你可能会去荣耀另外一个奉献者。
And you can say you are such an advance, you are so senior, you are so pure.
你可以说呢你是那么资深的一个奉献者你那么的坚定。精进，你是一个非常纯粹的奉献者。
And the devotee will say, "No, no, no! I am the most fallen."
那这个奉献者呢，他就会回答说，不不不，我是那个最堕落的。
But the reason why you tell this devotee that he is so pure is because his behavior and his activities are definitely showing that purity.
那你之所以称对方是一个纯粹的奉献者，那一定是他的这个行为，他的。
So out of humility, a devotee will never express any level of spiritual advancement.
那么一个奉献者呢，他一定是会就是出于这种谦卑，所以说他是不会展示出他的这种真实的那么崇高的这个奉献服务的层面。
Therefore, humility in Krishna consciousness.Is the key to spiritual progress.
所以说呢，在 Krishna 知觉当中，谦卑它是打开这个这个奉献服务，是奉献服务进步的秘诀。
We should never think that we have qualifications.
我们不要认为自己有什么资格。
And we should never think that we have any abilities to do anything.
我们也不要。认为自己有什么能力，我们不要认为自己无所不能。
We should just pray to be a good instrument in the hands of the spiritual master and Lord Krishna.
我们的祈祷应当就是，请让我成为手中的一个完美的工具。
So the same thing happened when Lord Chaitanya was in South India and he had a discussion with Ramananda Roy.
那么在这个切坦尼亚马哈普布去到南印度的时候，和 Ramananda Roy 之间呢，也有一个非常相似的对话。
Lord Chaitanya was asking questions, and Ramananda Roy was giving the answers.
切坦尼亚马哈普布提问 ，Ramananda Roy 回答。
And it came to a point where Ramananda Roy could not speak any further.
然后呢，他们的对话就进行到一个点，那个时候 Ramananda Roy 就不知道接下来该说些什么了。
Because he realized that he had reached the limit of giving Lord Chaitanya all the information that he required.
因为在 Ramananda Roy 回答 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个问题的过程当中，他感觉到他已经穷尽了。
So Ramananda Roy says,I cannot speak any longer.
那 Ramananda Roy, 然后他就到一个点儿，他就说，我现在说不下去了。
And Lord Chaitanya says, yes, speak more, speak more.
他说我不知道该说些什么了。那但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 还在鼓励他说，继续往下说，继续往下说。
So Ramananda Roy began to glorify Lord Chaitanya. He says,You are making me speak. Whatever I say, it's coming from you, not from me.
那 Ramananda Roy.他就荣耀切坦尼亚马哈帕布鲁，他说：“实际上我所说的话都是你赐给我的，无论你想要让我说什么，我就说什么。”
And he began to glorify Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Lord.
这个时候，他就开始去荣耀主切坦尼亚马哈帕布，说他是至尊主。
So Lord Chaitanya said exactly what he said to Sanatan. He says, "Stop your intelligent tricks."
然后呢，切坦尼亚马哈帕布呢？也是跟那个Ramananda Roy 说了和对 Sanatan Goswami 非常相似的话，就是说你不要再耍小聪明了，就是说你放弃你的这个智力的这个把戏吧，游戏吧。
So actually, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is being glorified by the devotees, he becomes very shy.
所以说，当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他被他的奉献者所荣耀的时候，他就会很不好意思。
But
他就会很害羞。
Shy.
Yeah.
Give a poetic translation of shy. Not 不好意思。
We are just speaking, you see. 那个切坦尼亚马哈帕布呢，就会比较的羞涩。
Shy. Yes.
嗯。
Humble and shy.
就是他即使感觉到，就是非常的。卑微，同时他又是非常的害羞。
So everyone understands that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the source of everything.
大家都知道呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其实 只是一切的源头。
And whatever knowledge we have is coming from Him.
然后我们所拥有的这些知识，其源头都是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Lord Chaitanya doesn't want to dwell on Sanatan Goswami's doubts. He wants to keep moving with the conversation.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢？他不想在这个 Sanatan Goswami 的这个疑惑上面停留太久，他想继续的他们的这个对话。
And he's going to describe more avatars.
这个时候呢，他就想继续的去谈这些 avatar 这些化身。
Such as the Shaktivesh avatar.
啊，就比如说我们刚才所说的 Shaktivesh avatar， 能量注入化身。
The Shaktivesh avatar I mentioned previously are empowered living beings.
Shaktivesh avatar 呢，就我们刚才所说的，就是说是被那些赋予了能量的生物体。
Either they are eternal associates of Lord Krishna in the spiritual world who come to this material world for specific function.
那一类就是说是在灵性世界的主的永恒的这个同游，然后他们是抱着特定的这个目的，然后才降临到这个物质世界上来的。
Or they are in this material world, but they are very, very qualified.
那还有一类就是说他们是身在这个物质世界的，但是呢，他们都是就是具备着这个非常充足的这个资格。
So, for example,
非常高的资格。
The four Kumaras.
比如说像 Kumaras 兄弟。
Who are the sons of, they are the first sons of Lord Brahma.
他们是主 Brahma 的最早的这个儿子。
And the Lord Brahma was generating children so that they can take the position of progenitors.
然后呢，主 Brahma 呢，他就生下了这些孩子，然后希望他的这些孩子呢都能够担起繁衍人类的职责，也就是说，成为人类的这个始祖。
Just like sometimes you have a particular family and then they expect the children to have many, many children so the family can be very big.
然后呢就是就好像好比说有一些家族他们就是就把这个叫什么传宗接代的这个愿望就寄托在某一个孩子身上，希望他能够生很多的孩子，然后让这个家族呢人丁兴旺。
And these families become what we know as dynasties because there's so many of them.
然后呢，这些家族呢，就是成为一个王朝，因为他们繁衍了很多的人口，然后就人数众多，成为一个王朝。
So when the four Kumaras appeared, Lord Brahma was expecting that they would beBringing forth many children, but they refused. They remained brahmacharis.
所以呢，当这个四库玛尔降生的时候，主 Brahma 也就是梵天，他也是有这样的一个愿望的，希望他们能够去繁衍人类的这个后代。但是呢，他们却不愿意这么做，所以他们就是一生都是保持贞守，他们就是不结婚。
So other children came to Lord Brahma and became great progenitors.
然后呢，还有其他的这些主 Brahma 的这个孩子呢，他们就是成为了人类的这个始祖，就是繁衍了人类子孙后代。
Lord Brahma had 10 children.
主 Brahma 他有十个孩子。
Out of the 10, the four Kumaras never got married.
然后呢，就是。在这十个孩子当中，四库玛尔兄弟呢，他们就是一直是贞守身，也就是说他们是没有结婚，没有后代。
They dedicate their time in dispatching and
for 知识。
So they are empowered, Shaktivesh avatar. They are empowered.To distribute knowledge.
所以说呢，他们就被称为是 Shaktivesha Avatar， 也就是说能量注入化身。他们被主赋予了这种能量，就是在人类当中去传播知识的。
And then the 10 sons of Brahma, his name is Narada Muni. We all know Narada Muni.
然后还有 第十个儿子就是 Narada Muni， 那这个 Narada Muni 大家都应该是非常熟悉。
So Narada Muni also never got married.
Narada Muni 呢，他也是终身贞守的，就是一直没有结婚。
So he is a Shaktivesh avatar who is empowered to give people bhakti yoga, pure devotion to Krishna.
那他也是被称为 Shaktivesh avatar， 也就是能量注入化身。他被赋予了这个能量呢，就是把这个 bhakti。奉爱传播给所有的人。
Narada Muni, you hear about Narada Muni everywhere in the scriptures.
那这个经典里呢，这个 Narada Muni 是无处不在。
He is involved with every pastime.
就是每一个逍遥时光里都有他的参与。
And he has a special power that he can travel throughout the material world and the spiritual world at will.
然后呢，他还有一个特别的这个能力，它可以在这个物质世界，在灵性世界呢，都可以随心所欲的行走。
And he was given a musical instrument.
然后他还得到了一个非常特别的乐器，
called Vina.
这个乐器的名字叫 Vina， 维纳琴。
And with that instrument, he travels.All throughout the material and spiritual world, chanting the glories of Krishna.
然后呢，他就就是这样带着他的这个 Vina 琴行游于这个物质宇宙和灵性世界的每一个地方，一路的去唱诵着主的荣耀。
So Narada Muni is this great sage who wrote down how.We have to practice Krishna consciousness in the age of Kali.
所以 Narada Muni 他就写下了，写下了文字，告诉我们这个人类就是怎么样去在这个卡利年代怎么样去修习奉行。
Another Shaktivesh avatar empowered living entity is Prithu, who was a very great ideal king.
然后呢，还接下来就是 Shaktivesh Avatar 另外一个，就是能量注入化身，就是 Prithu 王。Prithu 的王呢，他是一位非常完美理想的一位国君。
We hear of the pastimes of Prithu Maharaj in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
关于这个 Prithu 王的逍遥时光是在圣典博迦瓦坛的第四篇当中可以看见。
He was such a powerful king that Shukadev Goswami dedicated 8 chapters of the fourth canto.
然后呢，他就是也是一位非常有这个威望的这样的一位国王，德高望重的一位国王，就是Shukadev Goswami 用了整篇这一篇第四篇里面用了八章的这个篇幅来描述他的小时光。
So in 8 chapters, you can learn how a king rules a kingdom and makes all the citizens very happy materially and spiritually.
然后呢，在这个第八章当中，你就会可以看到这样的一个理想的这个国王的典范，他是怎么样来统治臣民，使得人们安居乐业，然后国富民强的。
So we mentioned Buddha. Buddha is also a living entity who is empowered by Krishna.
然后我们还提到了这个佛陀呢，他也是一个。被主赋予了能量的化身。
Now, this knowledge that we talk about now, this was given thousands and thousands of years ago.
然后呢，这些所有的这些知识都是几千年、上万年之前就有了，就是流传下来的。
Not only that, but these avatars, they keep coming back again and again. It's not like Buddha comes and he never comes back. Buddha will keep coming back at every cosmic manifestation.
就是在这个这些化身其实它是不是只是显现一次的，它会一次又一次的在不同的这个年代去显现。比如说我们所说的这个佛陀，它也不是只显现一次的，每一次宇宙创造的时候呢，它都会显现。
Because this is the nature of the material world, nothing changes. It's always the same thing happening again and again.
因为这个物质世界的本性就是这样的，没有什么变化，就是同样的事情会一次又一次的循环的发生。
Now, Srila Prabhupada mentions many times in his commentaries that he understood Lord Jesus to be a Shakti Veshavatar.
那么在 Srila Prabhupada 的著作当中，在要旨当中，他不止一次的提到呢，就是主不是那个耶稣基督就是一个能量诸如化身 Shakti Vesha Avatar， 他是这样认定的。
For two reasons.
这个是基于两个原因。
One is that he took upon himself the sinful activities of the people of the time.
一个就是说他承担了当时的人的这些那个年代的人的罪业。
And therefore he sacrificed his life for the people.
所以说呢，他是为人类牺牲了自己的生命。
And second, he preached love of God.
第二个呢，他是传扬了对上帝的爱。
So you will find in Prabhupada's commentaries in the Srimad Bhagavatam that every now and then he mentions Lord Jesus as a Shakti Veshavatar.
所以在圣典普贤瓦坦的要旨当中呢，你时不时就会看到 Srila Prabhupada提到耶稣基督，认为他是这个 Shakti Vesha Avatar， 就是能量
诸如化身。So again, the Shakti Vesha Avatar is an empowered. Anyone who qualifies to be empowered in this material world can be you, can be me, can be anyone else. If a person qualifies to be a representative of Krishna, he can become a Shakti Vesha Avatar.
就是在这个物质世界里面，其实任何一个人，他只要有这个资格，完全的去代表 Krishna， 代表至尊人格守神的话，那么他就可以成为这样的一个 Shakti Vesha Avatar， 就是能量诸如化身，可以是你，可以是我，可以是任何一个生物体，前提就是说他具备这样的一个资格。
But there are many cheaters who claim to be Shakti Vesha Avatar.
但是现在这个世界上呢，有很多骗子谎称自己是 Shakti Vesha Avatar 能量。
And for this reason, the Shakti Vesha Avatars are mentioned in the scriptures or are described by the Acharyas.
所以说呢，是为了要就是要为了要就是怎么说去。就这些骗子要他们的戳穿他们的这个谎言的话，那就是在这个经典里面呢，有关于这个 Shakti Vesha Avatar 的这些不同的化身的这些描述，还有这些过往的历代的 Acharya 们，他们也都提到了这些能量诸如化身 Shakti Vesha Avatar 都是些谁，都有一些什么样的特征。
I was recently reading on the website on the internet.
最近是在这个网上看到了这个内容。
About different personalities who have claimed themselves to be empowered by God.
就是网上呢，有时不时就有人冒出来说自己是被上帝赋予了能量了，我是神。
To be great spiritual personalities who have come to this world to save the people.
然后呢，他们。就自称自己是神，然后降临到这个人世来拯救人类。
And soon enough, we discovered that they are involved with major scandals of abuse.
然后呢，其实过不了多久，我们就会看到这类人自称自己是上帝的这些人，就卷入到各种各样的丑闻之中，还有这种。虐待性侵之中。
And most of the time it involves money and women.
那很多时候呢都是跟这个金钱和女人有关。
So we have to understand that scriptures will show us who is a Shakti Vesha Avatar, when they will appear, and what will be their activities.
经典呢它会清楚地告诉我们哪些人是 Shakti Vesha Avatar 能量诸如化身，他们会在什么样的时间出现，然后他们都会做一些什么样的事情，就是会从事什么样的活动，都会有非常清晰的描述。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 好，现在我们看一下大家有没有问题提问，稍微等一下。 现在有出现了第一个问题，是来自于喜宝。顶拜咕噜和翻译感恩咕噜讲课让我受益匪浅，请问咕噜，当我在圣地的时候会毫不费力的随着环境和氛围的影响早早起床去大庙荣耀神像和安心的念诵绕拜，但是在家里的时候却很容易早上赖床，也因此常常感觉自己是一个大骗子，对不起 Krishna， 而把心情搞得非常的沮丧低落，请问咕噜如何可以在家里也保持自然规范的生活习惯和休息呢？感恩。Thank you very much for your questions. I am greatly benefited from your class. My question is, when I was in the holy den, I felt very easy to get up very early to the big temple to glorify the deities and also to chant with a peaceful heart and do parikrams.I could feel that I was easily influenced by the good environment, atmosphere. However, when I am at home, I tend to get up very late, and because of this, I always feel that I'm a big cheater. I feel very guilty in front of Krishna. So I'm constantly feeling quite depressed and frustrated. So my question for you is,how to keep a very regular lifestyle and sadhana practice at home?
Well, there are different elements that are necessary.
这里呢有几个因素都是非常的必要的。
One is to create a conducive environment at home.
第一个就是说你要创造出一个能够激发你奉献服务的这种氛围在你的家中。
Sometimes it's not easy if the rest of your family are not practicing Krishna consciousness.
有的时候呢你家里其他的人都没有在修持 Krishna 知觉，那么对你来说呢这就会是一个比较大的困难。
But otherwise, there are different ways that you can turn your home into a very nice, spiritual place.
不然的话你是完全可以主动的把你这个家创造出一种非常好的这个氛围，让使你呢能够在这个环境当中更加容易修习 Krishna 知觉。
Like putting pictures on the wall of the holy dam.
比如说你可以把圣地的一些照片给它挂在墙上。
Pictures of the deities, pictures of the gurus.
神像的照片，还有咕噜灵性导师的照片。
So that when you walk around the apartment, you can actually have a visual. Yes, you can actually look at them and remember.
因为如果是墙上呢，都挂着这些圣地或者是灵性导师的这些神圣的这些那个照片或者是图片的话，那么你在这个家里面不论你走到哪里的话你都可以看见，所以对于你这个视觉上的这种影响呢就可以让你经常的记着它们。
And if you play some bhajans,
还有一个就是说通过声音你可以播放这个巴掌唱诵。
If you have bhajans playing all throughout the day, even if it's not too loud, the sun vibration will get into your ears and into your mind.
那么你在这个家里面放的这个巴掌呢，就算是声音不是很大，就像是一个背景一样，但是呢，这种音震它可以进入到你的耳朵，不知不觉进入到你的心里。
If you offer some incense to the picture of the deities, the smell of the incense will remind you of the holy dam.
然后还有就是闻，那你就是去经常去供奉这个香。这个香味呢，这个香的散发出来的这个味道就会进入到你的鼻孔当中，然后这些香味就能够让你联想起就是圣地你当时在圣地的感受。
If you
因为是同样的
keep the house very clean,
还有一个很重要的就是说要把家里面要保持清洁。
If you put some fresh flowers,
经常能够放上一些新鲜的花朵。
And if you go to bed early and get up early to chant japa,
然后你晚上要早睡， 早睡了之后呢，清晨就能够早起来做这个加法念诵。
If you don't spend all day on your phone wasting time,
那么还有一个就是你不能一天经常的是在那个手机上面，然后看手机就把好多的时间都给浪费掉了，这个也是会有对你有影响的。
If you make an effort to cook nice prasadam,
还有呢，就是说你要花一些功夫来做好吃、好味道很好的这个 prasadam。
So all these things can help to stay in the atmosphere of the Holy Name.
那所有的刚才我提到的这些建议都可以帮助你能够保持那种圣地的氛围，让你如同身在圣地。
And you should remember that you are not alone in that situation. Every devotee in China faces the same challenge every day.
另外一个呢，你也要知道，在中国，其实我们每一个奉献者都面临着这样的一种挑战。你并不是唯一的一个，你并不孤独。
You are welcome to visit us in Beijing, and you will see how we have turned our home into a holy dam.
我们也欢迎你到北京的时候，到我们家里面来。然后呢，你就能够看到这个怎么样把这个家把它转变成一个圣地。
So we look forward in the morning to wake up early and be with the deities and listen to Prabhupada and cook prasadam.
我们清晨的时候呢，就是每天都是期待着早起，能够跟 Krishna 在一起，能跟 Prabhupada 在一起，然后为他们去做这个prasadam.
But what will make these things much stronger is if you can meet with devotees on a regular basis.
还有一个，如果你能够经常的跟奉献者见面，跟奉献者联谊的话，那么就更加有这个促进的这个作用了。
If you are isolated, it will be very difficult.
如果你是一个人，身边也没有什么奉献者的话，那就会更加的困难。
So be strong and be disciplined and be determined.
所以呢，一个就是你要坚强起来，然后呢，就是你的这一定要让自己的信念坚定起来，坚持下去。OK， 那这个问题先回答到这里。下一个问题来自于 Vidavati Devidasi Hare Krishna， 领拜帕布和翻译，请问库马尔斯兄弟为什么长不大呢？谢谢。Why the poor Kumars always remain children? Why they couldn't grow up?
That's the question?
Yes.
They refused to grow up so they would concentrate on spiritual life.
他们拒绝长大是因为这样呢，他们就能够专注在灵性的生活上。
Because when you are a young boy, you can keep your innocence and naivety about the world.
因为你要是永远在这个童年的这么大小的话，小孩子的话，他是非常的天真无邪的，然后就是不谙世事的那个样子，就是他非常的纯洁。
But we have to understand their name are Kumaras. Kumaras means youth.
他们的名字叫做 Kumar. Kumar 的意思就是年轻小孩子的意思。
So they kept the body of a child.
所以他们就是一直保持的是一个孩童的身心。
So that they can remain celibate.
这样呢，他们就可以一直保持真守了。
Because when you move from childhood to teenage years, then you begin to be attracted by the opposite sex.
因为你要是从这个童年就是孩童的一直长大到这个青春期的时候，那到了十几岁的时候，小孩子呢，他就会被这个异性所吸引了，就会有这个好奇心了。
So they remain young at a very young age. However, they are thousands of years old.
所以说他们的身体呢，就是一直保持着这个小孩童的这个模样，但是实际上他们已经有几千岁了，但是他们一直是那个五岁大的孩子的样子。
In other words, they're only young by appearance. They're actually very old and very wise.
所以实际上呢，他们已经是非常年长的智者， 就是他们都是很老很老了，但是呢，在外表看上去来说的话，就是那个小孩童的样子。
Like Krishna, when he was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was over 80 years old, but you see him always as a youth, not more than 14 or 15 years old.
那么就是你在那个库鲁之野上所看到的这个 Krishna, 其实非常的风华正茂，就是14、15岁、15、16岁的样子。但实际上他那个时候已经都超过80
了。We can't do such a thing.
但是作为我们人普通人的话是做不着的。
Even if the Chinese people always look very young, they still have to age and they still have to die.
就是虽然中国人看上去普遍都比较的年轻，但是他们还会变老，会死亡，这个是不可避免的。
Like Sumukhi Raga, she looks like she's 20 years old, but actually she's 68.
Sumukhi Raga 看上去像20岁，但实际上已经有68了。
Okay.
下一个问题来自于 Ishwar Devidasi. 顶拜老师家里房间小，请的无烟和香味特别小的香，微微有一点点香味，那样能起到崇拜共香的作用吗？感恩老师。I have a small tiny room. So the incense that I bought was either smokeless or fragranceless, nose fragrance or very, mild, maybe a little bit fragrance, would that, serve the purpose of worshipping, Krishna or worshipping the deities with incense? Thank you very much.
Yes, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if you offer me a fruit, a flower, water, or a leaf, I will accept it if it is done with devotion.
就是 Krishna 也是在佛家梵歌里面讲到了，就是以爱心供奉我，一朵花，一点水果，一点水，一片叶，我都会接受。
Of course, we should always try to offer the best.
当然了，我们呢还是在这个供奉方面要尽我们所能，要供奉最好的。
Now, if you go on Taobao, I'm sure you can order some very fragrant incense.
如果到这个 but they are not good, they can be.
You can know, you can order imported. Of course.
就是发布说你在淘宝上面是可以搜到一些非常好的那个香的，就是有一些进口的。But it looks like she doesn't like strong smell because the room is very compact.
Yeah, you don't have to burn it all the time. You can burn it for 5 minutes.
就是说刚才我又提到说，你说房间很小，所以我说你可能你也不喜欢味道太浓的这个香。那帕布的回答就是说，你就选最好的香，这个香味也可以，甚至是可以浓一些。那你只不过就是点上五分钟，就又不是说一直在点，所以说也不会有太浓的味道。
Okay,
下一个问题来自于 Sumukhi Radha， 顶拜帕布和 Mataji， 感恩你们精彩讲课和翻译。请问灵性的快乐就单指非人格的融入放光吗？灵性的快乐与超然快乐的区别是什么 ？So when we speak about spiritual bliss, does that only refer spiritual happiness? Does that only refer to merging into the Brahma Jyoti, that kind of impersonal liberation? And what's the difference between the spiritual happiness and the transcendental happiness?
Whoa. No, there is a
a little bit mixed.
Is that the right question?
Yeah, spiritual happiness.
Okay. Spiritual, we have to understand what is the nature of happiness to start with.
我们先从头讲起，我们分析一下这个快乐的含义是什么，什么叫快乐。
So first, you have to begin with your experience of happiness in this world.
那首先呢，你就要从你自己在这个世界的体验开始。
So we know that happiness is very quickly followed by distress.
我们发现呢，我们在这个物质世界呢，这个快乐总是好景不长，很快就是痛苦就会不期而至。
Happy one day, miserable the next day.
今天还是开心快乐的，明天就是非常的沮丧压抑的。
Like your daughter laughing 1 minute, crying the next minute.
就好像你们的孩子一样的，这分钟还在哈哈大笑，下一分钟他就是哇哇大哭了。
Some people may have a good life and be happy all the time.
然后呢，有的人在这个世界上看似好像是过着挺好的生活，
but then,
我好像一直很快乐的样子。
That happiness can be stopped by having disease and ultimately by dying.
但是过不了多久呢，这个病痛啊，或者最后的这个死亡啊，就会结束他的快乐。
Now, on a higher level, we hear in the scriptures of demigods who experience unlimited happiness.
然后呢，再从灵性的更高层来说的话，我们听说过那些半神人，他们享受的快乐几乎是无穷无尽的。
They have beautiful bodies, they have opulence, they live a very, very long life.
他们的身形非常的美丽，然后他们非常的健康，他们非常的长寿，过着非常幸福的生活。
But ultimately they have to die and take birth again.
但是最后他们还是不免一死，还是会再次出生。
So this is why the yogis and the gyanis, they try to find the ultimate happiness by stopping this repeated birth and death.
那这个所以说呢，这个瑜伽师就是 yogi 还有 gyani 这个思辨家，他们就会通过这个修炼呢，希望自己能够超越于生老病死的这个轮回，能够长生不死。
And just like in Buddhism, they find that the secret to happiness is by stopping material desires.
佛教里面呢，它就是有这个离苦得乐的这个概念。那这个苦呢，是他们认为是来自于物质的这个欲望，所以他们要这个终止物质的欲望。
So this is what we know as bliss or happiness beyond the material concept of life.
这也是一个层面的快乐，这个快乐呢，就是超越于这个世俗快乐、世俗欲望之上。
Now we have to understand that this concept of happiness, whether it's from the basic materialistic person to the demigods or up to the yogis and the gyanis, this happiness is centered on one's own concept of happiness.
那但是我们就是刚才分析了一下这个从下而上的这些不同的快乐，从这个世俗的这个物质主义者的这种快乐，一直到半神人的这种长久的快乐，再到瑜伽师和思辨家。他们去这个超越生死的这样的一种所谓快乐，但实际上本质上都是围绕着同一个核心，就是还是我们个人的一种对于快乐的一种概念。
So it's actually a selfish concept.
所以说它是一种非常自私的一种概念了。
My happiness.
就是说是我的快乐是以这个为核心的。
That's selfish.
这个就叫做自私自利。
And even when we're talking about spiritual happiness and it's for yourself, it is still selfish.
那所以说呢，即便是我们讲到了这个灵性的那个层面的灵性快乐了that you mean impersonal.
Yeah.
那就便是你这里所说的这种非人格的这种解脱的得来的这个快乐，它还是自私的，它还是着眼于我的快乐。
Because it is not the nature of the soul.
因为呢，它这样的一种快乐其实并不是灵魂的本性。
The nature of the soul is Sat Chit Ananda, eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Ananda is bliss.
那灵魂的这个本性呢，在梵文里。有三个词概括 Sat Chit Ananda 就是说永恒的充满知识的和极乐的，这个极乐在梵文里面是 Ananda 那个喜乐。
So that's the ultimate happiness of the soul.
这个 Ananda 是指的是灵魂的终极快乐。
And what is that ultimate happiness? Is when we are engaged in pure devotional service to Krishna, who is the source of happinessand who is the source of everything.
那这个终极的快乐呢，它只有在 这个灵魂在为 Krishna 去做奉献服务的时候的时候呢，才会产生。那因为呢 Krishna 他是快乐的源泉，他也是万物的源头，万事万物的这个源头，是一切的始源，所以只有你对这个源头去服务的时候，才能恢复灵魂本性中的那种 ananda， 就是终极的快乐。
That's why bhakti yoga is actually the highest mean of spiritual happiness, because it is not meant for us to be happy but to please Krishna. That's where we derive happiness.
所以呢，在 bhakti yoga 奉爱瑜伽当中的所讲到的这个快乐呢，并不是着眼于自己个人的这种快乐，是在通过奉献服务，对 Krishna 的奉献服务中而达到的。而 Bhakti Yogi 奉爱瑜伽师，他们关注的是 Krishna 的快乐，而不是自己的快乐。但是满足了 Krishna 的快乐之后呢，这个自然也就得到了快乐了。这是我们这些奉献者得到快乐的途径。
Just like in the material world, if you ask people what makes you the happiest,is not when they enjoy themselves, but when they actually help others and serve others.
就好像你哪怕是问一下这个物质世界的人，普通人，你问他你什么时候感觉到是最快乐的，往往你会听到这样的一个答案，并不是说他们自己的这个享乐有多么让他们感到这个快乐，是当他们去帮助别人和服务别人的时候，他们会很快乐，所谓的这个助人为乐。
What is the happiness of a mother, even if it's inconvenient, even if it's causes suffering, the priority of a mother is to make the child happy.
这个母亲的快乐是什么？母亲的快乐呢，就是说哪怕她自己非常的麻烦，自己非常的这个难受，甚至是有一些什么病痛，但是只要是他的孩子能够让这个孩子快乐，就是他的最大的快乐。
So similarly, the ultimate happiness is when we please the source of happiness, which is Krishna.
所以终极的快乐就是当我们去取悦这个快乐的源头，也就是 Krishna 的时候，让他快乐的时候，我们就能够有快乐。
And this is defined perfectly in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter.
这个是在圣典博伽瓦坛的第一篇第二章当中呢，你如果去读一下的话，你就可以看到这个比较完整的。
Where Shukadev Goswami says, "Sabe pumsam paro dharma yato bhakti radoksa jaya haituki apratiyata yayatma suprasidati." For the soul to be completely satisfied, it renders service unto the Supreme Lord, and that service has no condition.And is never interrupted.
就是说在这个时节当中，就是讲到了对至尊主的这个奉献服务呢，是可以让一个个体的灵魂得到快乐的。而这样的一种奉献服务是没有任何动机，也是永不中断的。
Okay.
This question, can you repeat again?灵性the spirit, what's the difference between the spiritual happiness and transcendental happiness?
I just mentioned the one which is impersonal and the one which is devotion.
Devotion can also be transcendental happiness.
It's all terms, it's all words.
对，然后我就又刚才又重复一下，来来，昌帕布能不能再强调一下这个灵性的快乐与超然快乐的区别是什么？那么来来，昌帕布说，其实这个只是一种词汇上的一种。表达而已。那通常来说的话，超然的快乐呢，就是说超越于这个生老病死物质的那种物质快乐的那种快乐。那这个超然就可以既是非人格的这样的一种解脱的快乐。当然，我们做灵性服务，它也是超然快乐的。所以，只要是超越物质的，就是超然的快乐。那么，灵性的快乐的话呢，在这里。可以说是特指的是奉献服务得来的这种快乐，这个才是终极的灵性。
Transcendental means which is not affected by material energy. That's true.
就是超然，所谓超然，其实这都是一个词汇表达的一个原因，就是超然，就是说所谓超然，就是超越于 物质的能量的范畴，不受物质能量的影响，就是超然了。
Like the devotees, they used to make was what was known as bliss bars. You see, right? So when you eat it, you're in bliss. Means you get some happiness for something.
就像是奉献者以前生产那样的一种，就像能量棒一样的一个东西，然后他就是那么一个能量棒，就是说很多有营养的东西坐在一起，然后啊
，Mars，yes，yes，
Bounty，yes，yes， 就是有像 sneaker Mars 那个是就是在这个就是我们在商店经常看到那种 bar， 但是奉献者做的那种 bar 就是那个一个能量棒这样的一个东西，吃下去之后非常有营养的，很甜，然后里面有各种果仁什么东西在一起的，他们给取了一个名字叫做极乐棒。就是说你一吃下去你就立刻进入到极乐中了。嗯，哦，下一个问题是云云，有奉献者朋友询问他岳母做的含醋和酱油的素食可以放祖蓝石叶供奉给神像吗？怎么处理这样的素食比较好？ There's a question from a friend from a devotee friend. He asked that his mother-in-law made some vegetarian food with vinegar and soy sauce. Can he put the tulsi leaf and with it and offer to the deities how to deal with this kind of vegetarian food?
No, don't put tulsi leaves.
就不要放这个tulsi 叶了。
Just chant Hare Krishna.
你念诵 Hare Krishna 就好了。Because that's made by the mother-in-law.
That's okay. You chant Hare Krishna. Krishna will accept whatever devotion is there. Whatever Krishna accepts the attempt.
其实 Krishna 他真正接受的是你的这种真诚和你的这份努力的心，你的这种愿望。所以说，只要你去有这样的一份供奉的这个心。你念诵 Hare Krishna 它也是可以起到同样的作用的。
OK.
Yes.
Are we finished?
Yeah, 那我们就讲到这里了。
Yes, we finished.
OK, 我们今天的课就讲到这里。
OK, thank you very much, Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
非常感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 的主持。
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees and your nice questions today.
感谢所有奉献者的聆听和你们提出的好问题。
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Sanatan Goswami Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
百昆塔之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的茄汤眼睛虚茄汤眼茄汤眼茄就讲到这里。我们现在讲到的是玛迦利拉中篇逍遥的第二十章，主师茄汤眼马哈佛布教导萨纳坦 Goswami 有关绝对真理的科学。那我们下周同一时间星期三早上7点再见， Hare Krishna。